House Speaker Paul Ryan is standing by House Intelligence Committee Chairman Devin Nunes. Ryan said today that Nunes does not need to recuse himself from the committee's investigation of Russian election interference, despite growing questions about Nunes's independence. Meanwhile, this morning, House Republicans met for the first time since they failed last Friday to muster the votes needed to repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act. Paul Ryan described the meeting as honest and constructive.
I don't want us to become a factionalized majority. I want us to become a unified majority. And that means we're going to sit down and talk things out until we get there. And that's exactly what we're doing. And we saw good overtures from those members from different parts of our conference to get there, because we all share these goals and we're just going to have to figure out how to get it done. Thank you.
Speaker, Mr. Speaker.
So lots to talk about with Ron Elving, NPR senior Washington editor and correspondent. Hi, Ron.
Hello, Jeremy.
And let's start with Devin Nunes. He's being criticized for visiting White House grounds a day before going to the president with information that members of Trump's team were caught up in incidental surveillance by U.S. intelligence officers. His critics say he's too close to the White House to be impartial. What kind of pressure is he under at this point to recuse himself?
The kind of pressure that comes from a lot of different directions at once. You know, you've got Democrats who see him, as you say, not as the lead investigator for this whole probe, but rather as the Trump administration's de facto defense attorney with respect to the investigation. And you've even got, secondly, some Republicans joining in that kind of doubt, not in the House perhaps, but several senators, perhaps the usual suspects you would expect, John McCain, Lindsey Graham, Susan Collins, all saying he ought to recuse himself. And then third, from the media, because there are so many questions, obvious questions that he won't answer. And he had almost an impromptu news conference today walking through a tunnel in the Capitol, right, between his office building and the Capitol itself, with five or six reporters firing questions at him, and he wasn't answering any of them. And then finally, the pressure from the public, not only the watchdog groups, but also polls that show people think even the appearance of his conflict of interest would be enough for him to recuse himself.
But his response in that hallway underneath the Capitol was basically, why would I do that?
Well, he would do it for all the reasons that have been stated. And of course, he's aware of that. And he's just shrugging his shoulders and trying to play innocent.
Well, today, the Washington Post is reporting that the Trump administration tried to block the former acting attorney general Sally Yates, that's the one who Trump fired, from testifying in the committee's investigation. What's going on there?
Quite a bit seems to be going on there. The Department of Justice finally said, look, you're going to have to work this out with the White House attorneys and your own attorneys to decide what would be covered by confidentiality, what you would have to refuse to answer because of what it might reveal about what you know in terms of investigative sources and techniques and things of that nature. Certainly, Sally Yates would have understood that, but there's a sensitivity around what else she might have been asked about and what else she might have testified about, which could include, for example, the direction of the investigation, the sort of general overall targets of the investigation, which she might well have known even as the acting attorney general, because after all, the FBI is part of the Department of Justice.
But doesn't the White House risk looking like it is trying to hide facts here?
It does indeed, because you have their efforts apparently to provide certain kinds of information to Devin Nunes. And then you also have their apparent or reported by The Washington Post effort to silence Sally Yates or keep her away from this particular hearing. Right. And as we do know, this much we do know for sure, there was going to be a hearing and an open hearing today. And the House Intelligence Committee canceled,
right,
that hearing. And the speculation is they canceled it because they hadn't figured out what to do about Sally Yates.
Ron, we saw the demise of the health care bill, the Republican health care bill, last Friday. But now it seems like some are making statements that they do want to continue to pursue a repeal and replace of Obamacare. The majority whip, Steve Scalise, said Republicans are closer than ever to repealing and replacing the law. Have they not moved on?
They have not moved on in the sense of feeling an obligation to what has been their central theme and issue for the last 7 years. They're certainly aware of that. They know what a beating they've taken over it. Steve Scalise, of course, is the chief vote counter and pitch man, so he is obviously going to try to put a good face on this. But the bill they voted on or did not vote on a week ago, last week, was that is dead. that particular piece of legislation is not coming back. But the interest in doing something to repeal Obamacare and replace it, that's going to be with the Republican Party for as long as they're the majority in the House and Senate and as long as they have President Trump in office.
That's Ron Elving, NPR senior Washington editor and correspondent. Ron, thanks as always.
Thank you, Jeremy.